Hours before his official announcement, Mayor Menino emerged from his Hyde Park home, and with a stroke of genuine humility we're all accustomed to hearing, Menino said he would not run for re-election.
It's been a great time. It's a changed city, and I'm glad that I've been a small part of this changed city.
A small part is a gigantic understatement. Commercial development, new skyscrapers, affordable housing, expanded bike paths, and greener mass transit are part of the mayor's living legacy.
Well, I would think of him more as everybody's friend, more than a mayor.
A major way it showed is by all the people Mayor Menino has touched. A much-talked-about Boston Globe poll revealed a staggering 57% of Bostonians have, at one time or another, met the mayor.
No matter what part of the city you would go, you would see they liked him.
87-year-old John Vaccaro has seen his share of Boston mayors come and go. Vaccaro owns a local corner market in Hyde Park. He even caters the mayor's barbecues. Vaccaro says he appreciates Menino's attention to areas like Mattapan, Roxbury, and Hyde Park.
Well, I think it's more cleaner than it has been, than it's been safer. I mean, you can walk any place around Hyde Park now, and you're safe. One time you couldn't.
Of course, with huge margins of victory in every one of his re-election bids, Menino's appeal is not isolated to his home base of Hyde Park. A short drive into Roxbury finds a 59-year-old man named Jimmy. He credits Menino with rising property values.
All our real estate taxes down. He keep it down for the people. He's a good mayor. I want him to stay.
On this day, it seems much more than 57% of Boston has met the mayor. Of the 27 people I spoke to, only three had never met Menino. Over in Dorchester's Fields Corner neighborhood, Ivy Washington says she's met the mayor not just once, but twice, at block parties.
I thought he did a very good job. Helped a lot of people with housing and parking, and he's an honest man. You know, I'm sorry to see him go, but he knows what's best for him.
With all the mayor has accomplished, from schools to innovation to confidence of Bostonians, his health would be the thing that kept him from running for re-election. So it's with a dose of reality, of looking to the future, that Joseph Crooks of Dorchester says leadership change will be good for the city.
You know, it's time for new blood, you know, people with new ideas. I mean, he did what he could do, and time for a change.
And Denise Upshaw, a 50-year-old resident of Fields Corner, says she's most grateful for the affordable housing Menino has built in her neighborhood.
He's so good at heart. He wants to see everything done the right way, you know. I think that he's did his time, you know, and I have no fault with that whatsoever.
Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.